Okay, first things first, happy new year. I realized I did not say happy new year in my intro episode, but you know what? I don't care if we're in February. I'm restarting the new year because I took the time in January to relax, rejuvenate, to strategize for the year. So happy new year. And then two, happy Valentine's Day. You know, right now I'm queuing Music Soulchild. I'm queuing some Marsha Ambrosius, queuing Trey Songz, queuing Usher. Shout out to all the couples out there. I will be living vicariously through you all today. I hope your days are amazing, fellas. Please do not disappoint your woman on today. Ladies, please be in expectation. Please be in expectation. Of course, yes, celebrate your man today as well. I do think that this is a holiday where both parties should be celebrated. I know a lot of the responsibility falls on the men, but I think this is something, a day that you guys should both be celebrated. So happy Valentine's Day. I'm excited for you all. I'm excited for this week. Y'all, I'm in such a great mood. Like this morning, I woke up. I was talking to God and I just got so happy. I got so happy. I got so excited. And I think it's just crazy that I feel like this because the week that I've had, OMG, I was really stressed out. And I hate to say that I'm stressed because, you know, Christians, you're not supposed to be stressed, but I don't care. I am human and I was stressed. I was getting task after task. There was work that was piling up. And one of the things that I really struggled with at my job this week was imposter syndrome. Now, for those who don't know, I'm currently working in the DE&I space. So that's diversity, equity, and inclusion. And my background is in finance. So completely different industries, completely different responsibilities when it comes to work. And I was getting so overwhelmed because I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I am not qualified for this job. Why do I have this job? Like I was just very overwhelmed with so many things. I was having, you know, a moment where I was dealing with unprofitable thoughts. And then God reminded me that, you know, it's okay to fail. It's okay to fail. And yes, you may be unqualified for this role, but God placed you here for a reason. God placed me in this role for a specific purpose to learn, to grow. And I had to realize that growing is not comfortable. Growing is definitely not comfortable. And so I had to deal with that, man. I made so many mistakes this week. But this morning, after just spending time with God, I was reminded to just give myself some grace. Give myself some grace and just thank God for the favor. Thank God for the favor that I made it through this week. I made it through this job. I still came out successful. Yes, I may have been overwhelmed. Yes, I may have failed a couple of times in my job, but I came out successful because what? I learned from those mistakes, because I grew, because I now am operating from the mindset of, you know what? I can do this. I can do this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I am here and I'm excited. And today, that's exactly what we're going to be tackling. That is imposter syndrome. Now, I know imposter syndrome is not something that, you know, is foreign. Imposter syndrome is something that every single person may deal with, whether they want to recognize it or not. We all go through it. So if you're dealing with imposter syndrome, I'm telling you are not alone. This is definitely something that I still struggle with daily. But, you know, God is good and we are going to break that down today because 2021, we're not going to be operating in this. We're going to be maximizing and walking in our truest potential. And that's just what Mary had a little lamb. All right. So what is imposter syndrome? According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, imposter syndrome, aka fraud syndrome, or the imposter experience, is a psychological pattern in which an individual doubts their skills, talents, or accomplishments and has a persistent internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud. Despite external evidence of their competence, those experiencing this phenomenon remain convinced that they are frauds and do not deserve all they have achieved. Jeez Louise. read this on the internet when I was prepping for this, I was like, whoa, fraud? Whoa, being fearful of being exposed? Whoa, and another definition refers to it as an internal experience of believing that you are not as competent as others perceive you to be. Now, while this, and this is what got me, while this definition is usually narrowly applied to intelligence and achievement, it has links to perfectionism and the social contents. Now, for those who don't know me, Tierra Amanda Monet Jackson is a perfectionist. And you know, I'm telling you, God, 2021, we're breaking it down. All of these things, all of these insecurities, all of these flaws, we are breaking these things down. Perfectionism is something I have struggled with for I don't know how long. Like, I'm the type of person who needs things to be perfect. I'm very, very critical of myself. And so I was just like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that was also in a form of imposter syndrome, but it clearly lays it out. Google doesn't lie. And so we are breaking this down. And one of the things that I, questioned, I was like, well, where the heck did this idea come from? Like, who told you you weren't good enough? Who told you that you have to be like this or you have to be like that? And if you're not like this, then you're a felt. Like, who said those things? And I, God made me realize that a lot of these things are a result of a mistake or a failure that we may have experienced. But I personally don't believe in failures. And the reason why I say that is because when you fell forward and when you fell fast, you quickly learn from that lesson. And then now you will never, now you've grown from that mistake. So in the end of the day, it's not a failure. It's an opportunity or experience that has allowed you to grow. And so I'm just like, why is it that I place so much pressure on myself to perform in this certain capacity? Why am I comparing myself to someone else's journey? Like, why am I not minding my business? Why am I not minding the business that pays me? I'm so happy that we're doing this because there's so many affirmations that are in the word. There's so many affirmations that we can tell ourselves to just remind us that we are qualified, that we can do it. And one of the things that I realized in this is that it is okay. And I'm, it is okay to not know everything. I'm going to say that one more time. It is a-okay to not know everything. Like, is there any person on this planet who knows everything? No. When it comes to people asking you for things, for your services, for your products, people want to experience you. People want to experience your perspective. People trust you. It's just you not believing in yourself. Like, how can you allow someone else to believe in you more than you believe in yourself? And I'm honestly preaching to myself right now because, again, I told y'all it is a struggle. You do not have to know everything. Everything does not have to be perfect. How can you grow if things are already perfect? How will you ever be able to grow if you know everything? Honestly, you'd be dead because God wouldn't need you anymore. And I'm gonna say it just like that. People want your perspective. People believe in you. So give them a reason to. Remind them of why they believe in you. And then to add to that, you have every single thing you need to do what it is that God has called you to do. Psalms 23 says, and I don't know what number of scripture or what number of verse, but it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I have no lack. I don't lack anything. I have every single thing I need in that moment to do what it is that God has called me to do right then and there. I am equipped. I am qualified. Every single thing that I need, God has placed on the inside of me. And one of my favorite quotes from my mom, shout out to her, if he gave you the vision to do it, he will make provision for it. I'm gonna say that again because that just touched me and I've been saying this for years. If God gave you a vision to do it, he will make provision for it. Shout out to mom. Sidebar. Shout out to good parents who instill valuable principles into their children, who really invest in training up a child in the way that they should go. Shout out to mom. Shout out to, our family. Speaking of mom, my mom is a tax specialist. Shout out to The Rowe Financials. If you need your taxes done, go to therowefinancials.com. We're not trying to get attacked by Uncle Sam. We need to make sure that we are right with the government and, get our refund ASAP. Okay. And so some things to put in place when, dealing with imposter syndrome is we have to be aware of when these feelings actually rise up. Take ownership. It's okay to have these feelings. I think that's something that people struggle with is like, it's okay to be human. You can have these feelings. It is fine. That like, if you didn't have these feelings, I'd be a little worried. But because you have these feelings, that gives God room to move. That gives God room to take your burdens off of you. So we have to be very aware of when these feelings rise up. And then with that, we have to retrain our brain to accept that we don't have to know everything. It's okay to not know everything. It's an opportunity to learn something new. And that's that. Moving on, we must use our failures as a lesson, not a character flaw. That blessed me. And I got that from Dr. Angela. We must use our failures as a lesson, not a character flaw. Just because you failed does not mean you're trash. It just means you failed. And you already know, I already said I don't believe in failures. I believe in opportunities that allow you to grow. You're going to fail. Like, it is inevitable for you to fail. So you have to fail fast so that you can learn and move on to the next thing. Speak and think kindly to yourself. We dealt with this last week. We should not have unprofitable thoughts, or we should not allow unprofitable thoughts to consume us. We must recognize when that thought enters into our brain, and we must immediately debunk it with, the truth that God speaks about us. When we feel like we aren't qualified, when we feel that we aren't good enough, we have to be reminded that I am qualified. I have God's favor over my life. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so we have to make it a daily habit to continue to really master our mind, take control over our mind, because our mind is where our value, our success actually lies. Retrain our brain to accept that we don't have to know everything, and speak and think kindly to yourself. Give yourself some grace. It is okay. Not to say we need to stop giving other people grace, but we need to give ourselves the same amount of grace as we give other people. I know I'm a pretty forgiving person, but when it comes to my work, when it comes to my business, when it comes to my friendships, if I do something wrong, I will beat myself up over for it. Like, I will continue to drown in those unprofitable thoughts. And again, I'm being as transparent as possible because I do not have it all together. But I'm saying all these things because I want us to work through this together. And I will be better come 2022. I will be better. All we can do is take it day by day. Like, you are not alone. This is something we all deal with. So we have to give ourselves grace. It's okay if you make a mistake. It is okay if you fail. It is okay to have these thoughts, but it's what we do with these thoughts. One thing that, and I can't remember who said it, but I want to say, I was listening to a podcast, and a woman was speaking. She says, anytime, she fails, or anytime something bad happens, or something didn't go as planned, she gives herself 24 hours to sulk in those feelings. She gives herself 24 hours to just experience those emotions. And so I think that's such a good discipline, because one, it allows you to recognize the fact that you're human. It allows you to take inventory of what's actually happening right now. Like, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling this way? you know, let me actually feel these feelings. But then too, once those 24 hours are up, we're moving on. We're not going to be sitting and sulking for weeks, for months, for days, allowing our opportunities to pass us by, allowing purpose to be placed on the back burner. No, we have things to do. We have things to do. And this next thing, which is probably one of my favorites, is we need to make sure we are surrounded by people who speak life into us. But not only speak life into us, but also people who just allow us to be flawed. We are flawed people. We are flawed people. And if you are around people who does not allow you to be your authentic self, they got to bounce. They got to go. 2021, we are dropping off the dead weight. We are getting rid of toxic, negative friends, because you are the sum total of the people you surround yourself with. And I would hate for you to adopt those unhealthy habits of speaking negatively in those into others, or just being drained from. Mm-mm. And I'm honestly right now, I'm just going on a tangent, because that is something that is very important to me. My friends, your friends, your support group, your circle is so critical when it comes to purpose. It is so critical to your day-to-day life. You need to have people in your circle and around you who you can lean on, who you can confide in, who you can just cry with, who you can just be. You need those people in your life, because when you experience moments like this, you must be able to call up one of your friends and feel open enough and free enough and vulnerable enough to say, you know what, this is how I'm feeling. I'm saying this to you because I trust that this is a safe space, and I trust that you're going to get me together. Now, again, another sidebar. I do not play when it comes to my friendships. I do not play when it comes to imposter syndrome. Like, I am that drill sergeant friend that's like, you got to get it together, sis. Do you know who you are? Do you know that you can do all things through Christ? Do you know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made? Do you know that there is a purpose and a plan for you? And I say that to you as well, to you listeners, to you men and to you women. God has a plan for you. God has a purpose for you. You are enough. You are okay. We will get through this. And lastly, we must focus on a success outcome by remembering what we know is true. Now, what do I mean by that? What is true about yourself? Oftentimes when dealing with the imposter syndrome, we tend to think of all the things that could possibly go wrong. We're like, you know, we're actually not qualified. We're not this, but you're in this position for a reason. That's the truth. And I'm just going to, you know, give an example. Let's say we have, you know, a director of a company dealing with imposter syndrome. Let's say she has a presentation to prepare for and she feels like she's not qualified to do it. Number one, she is in a director role for a reason. That is true. Number two, I'm sure being a director, she has done multiple millions of presentations and have killed them. Number three, she has been managing a team. I'm sure she's gotten accolades for her work. Like, she is well equipped to do what it is that she is capable of doing. So we need to focus on our track record. We are the sugar honey iced tea. And that leads me to my action items. Like, again, you know, I am your accountability partner. So what does that mean? I'm going to give you some homework. One of the things that I heard on a Clubhouse that completely changed my life is creating what is called, and I really try to figure out a better name for this, but this is what the woman said on the Clubhouse. She said, you need to create a badass list. What is a badass list? A badass list is a list of all of the things that you have accomplished in your life that add to you being a badass. Did you go to school? Do you have a job? Have you helped others? All of the things you've done. And remind yourself of your badass list when you're dealing with imposter syndrome. You need to write out every single accomplishment, every single accolade, every single good thing about you that makes you you. And it doesn't even have to be anything tangible. It could be things that are intangible. Like, you know what? I have a really good heart. That makes me a badass. And again, I'm sorry for saying it, but I really couldn't find a better name for it. I have a good heart. You know, people always say that I can encourage them. people always say that they are moved by what it is that I have to say. People say that, you know, every time we speak, they're encouraged or they learn something new or their life is changed. That makes you a badass. That makes you a, you know, I'll say dope. That makes you a dope human being. Oftentimes, like, we forget about the things that we've done and that make us dope men and women. We are dope. So this week, you will be creating a dope list. What makes me dope? What makes me thebomb.com? And I will plaster that somewhere so you can constantly, daily, minute by minute, remind yourself of how dope you actually are. For you, girl, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Sir, you are a mighty man of valor. What? Like, that's, you're already dope. You're already dope. And sorry for the background noise. This wind in California is blowing. I don't know what is happening. And then lastly, do something this week that absolutely scares you. Do something that, you know, whenever someone asks me to do this thing, or I've been thinking about doing this thing, but I've been, you know, having unprofitable thoughts, I've been truly doubting myself when it comes to this, do that thing. It could be anything, whether it's like talking on Clubhouse, going live on Instagram, reaching out to a girlfriend or a guy friend. Do something that absolutely scares you. Ask someone to be your mentor. I don't know. But just do something that absolutely scares you and be confident in it. Confidence is key. Be confident in yourself. And so going back to the things we've went over, some of the things we must put in place when dealing with imposter syndrome is we must be aware of when these feelings arise. Take ownership of it, because it is okay. It is okay to have these feelings. It's okay, you know, it's okay to doubt yourself sometimes, but it's what we do with those feelings is what matters. Two, we must retrain our brain to accept that we do not have to know everything. You don't have to be a perfectionist. It's okay if things aren't perfect. You not knowing everything is an opportunity to learn something new. Three, use your failures as a lesson, not as a character flaw. I don't know what number I'm on, but I think it's four. Four, speak and think kindly to yourself. Speak and think kindly to yourself. Give yourself grace. You got this. It's okay to make a mistake. It's okay to fail sometimes. It's okay to not get it right. It is okay. You are human. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone fails. You got this. You got this. Next, surround yourself with people who not only speak life into you, but allow you to just be. Your support circle is so key. They will be helping you on your purpose journey. They will help you when you're dealing with imposter syndrome. And I just want to shout out my support circle. I would not be where I am right now if it weren't for you ladies, if it weren't for you men and women. I love you. I cherish you. I honor you. And there is not a day that goes by where I don't thank God for you in my life. And then lastly, focus on a success outcome by remembering what you know is true. That's why you got to create your dope list. And that is so funny. Create your dope list. What makes you bomb? What makes you dope? Sit with it. Ask other people. What is it that make, like, what do you love about me? And if it's hard for you to come up with those things on your own, it's okay to ask someone. What makes me me? What makes me a good person? What are some things that you love about me? And then lastly, do something this week that absolutely scares you. I have to figure out what I'm going to do this week. Maybe it'll be going on Clubhouse. I don't know. Clubhouse scares me, but I think that's something I'll do. Or, you know, I don't have to really sit with that. I'll come back with an update for you all. You know what? Speaking of updates, I hope you all have completed your action items that were listed in episode one, because I'm holding you all accountable. We are not slacking in 2021. 2021, we are getting things done. So I hope that you all have successfully finished those things. And then moving on to the last thing, my favorite thing of this episode is, what are some scriptures that really help when it comes to imposter syndrome? I've been saying it all throughout this episode, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it's like, do you really understand what that means? Like, there is literally nothing that you can't do. You serve a God who is above all, who is all-knowing, all-powerful, who has unlimited resources, who is all-wise, who is full of strategy, who is the master creator. There is nothing you can't do. God, the Lord of Heaven's army, is backing you. He's got you, period. You do not have to operate in your own strength, because God is with you. He is for you, and you can do all things through him. And then my second one, this is probably one of my favorite scriptures, is Isaiah 41:9-10, which reads, "You are my servant. I have chosen you and I have not cast you away. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." AKA, I got you. Do not be fearful, because I am with you. I chose you. I created you. I created you for such a time as this. I specifically and strategically sought you out to do the very thing that I called you to do. There is nothing you can't do. You are not alone. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Do you know the type of God you serve? What? You serve a God who is the creator of all things. A God who even the wind and the seas obey. Like our God is so mad. There is literally nothing you cannot do. He will help you. He will strengthen you. You do not have to do this alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. Cast your cares on him. Go to God when you're dealing with imposter syndrome and say, you know what? This is how I'm feeling. I feel unqualified. I feel like I'm not equipped. I feel I'm scared. I don't know what to expect. And I promise you, God will remind you of how dope you are. He'll remind you that he chose you. He will remind you that you are created for such a time as this. He will remind you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. What? He has got you. God is your advocate. And I promise you, with Christ, there is nothing you can't do. Scripture can't lie. I'm telling you, the Bible don't lie. And that is on what? Mary had a little lamb. And so I hope this was extremely helpful to you. Y'all got me all hype and crunk. I'm encouraged my own self. But I really want you to create, you know, this dope list. I really want you to do something that scares you and meditate on the scriptures that I've said. Like, retrain your brain to remind yourself of the scriptures anytime you're dealing with the imposter syndrome. Remind him that God will strengthen you. He will help you and uphold you with your righteous hand. Remind yourself that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. My God. With that, I pray you have an amazing week. I created a worksheet for you all that will help you grow a little deeper in with overcoming imposter syndrome, because we are tackling this and overcoming this in 2021. I promise you, it's happening. I'm claiming it. I'm declaring it. I'm decreeing it. It is happening this year. We are going to be excelling to new strengths, to new levels, expanding our territories, gaining, you know, the coin, increasing our revenue streams. It is happening. Purpose is the goal. Glorifying God is the goal. And I'm excited to see it. Again, I really hope you were able to take something away. Even if it's just a scripture, even if it's just like one of the key points that I made, I'm just happy that you're being impacted in some way. And so I pray this blesses you. Like, share, subscribe. I think that's what you're supposed to say when you do podcasts, but I'm just concerned with making sure that you're good. You got this. You are equipped. You lack no thing. And I love you. So with that being said, have an amazingly productive week. Be excellent. Be powerful. Be diligent. And I got you. I'm praying for you. I love you. And peace out.